the catalyst for this shiur was a Maisa Shehoya in one of the slaughterhouses that they had a taruvus of Taifa chickens together with a lot of kosher chickens. And the way it happened was, and what caused it was, that the way the system works, the chickens travel on a conveyor hanging from shackles. There's a machine which removes the evorim, apnimium, the intestines and so on, and drops it onto a plate. The plates are also traveling on a conveyor belt, a different conveyor belt, but it's synchronized to travel together with the one with the chickens. And so when the mashkichim check the kishkes, the evorim apnimium, in the tray, in the plate, they can see to which chicken it corresponds. And if there's a problem, they can remove the chicken from the line and reject it. And what happened was, on one particular day, they discovered at a certain point that the trays and the chickens were not corresponding. There was some technical fault and it wasn't corresponding. And because it wasn't corresponding, every time they found a teufa, a shaila, the chicken that they removed was a glatt kosher chicken. And the teufa and the chicken remained on the line. After about 2 hours of this happening.
How did they know when it began?
What?
How did they know when the lack of sequencing began?
I don't know, but they worked that out. And they discovered that they had on their hands a huge shaila, a huge taruvus of teufa with kosher. According to their estimates, it was something like $160,000 worth of chicken. So the shaila was, what's the halacha of these chickens in these 2 hours of production? So the first thing we need to understand, there's a few issues over here. First thing we need to understand is that these chickens may be hachaticha uli skabet. We have a standard taruvus of yovish b'yovish, and even though normally halacha is b'yovish b'yovish, we say chad b'tay bottle. Nevertheless, in certain circumstances when it's not tam chaticha, but it's a chaticha chashuva, as the Gemara says, for example, chaticha uli skabet, it's afilu be'elef le'bottle because of the chashivas. And so now, a chaticha uli skabet would be a steak, a pulka, you can give it to a guest. What happens in a case where you have a whole chicken, the chicken is plucked, there's no feathers on it, is it a chaticha uliskabet or not? So the Machaber says, it's Machlikas, Machaber says, it's only considered a chaticha uliskabed if it's cooked. If it's raw, it's not a chaticha uliskabed. Or a whole lamb, or a chaticha gedoyle yoisa midai, or a piece of meat which is too big to serve to a guest, loy chashiv ruli iskabed, and then that would be considered not ruli iskabed, and you can give it, and you say chad betrei bottle. She'ein derech liten lifnei ha'ireach keves sholem u'chaticha gedoyle yoisa midai. So that's how the Mechaber says, and then Mechaber brings down v'yeish cholkim, because there are others who are chilek, and they say that even if it's raw, even if it's a chaticha gedoyle, it's considered a chaticha uliskabed and it's also. So l'chayah over here, this shaila would be told in these 2 days in the Mechaber. The Ma'aseh Shehoyah. Okay, just repeat the Ma'aseh Shehoyah. The Ma'aseh Shehoyah is like this. The Maisa Shahoya was like this. In a big schlachthaus for chickens, the chickens are travel on a conveyor hanging from shackles, and the chickens pass mashkichim. There's a machine which removes all the insides from the chicken and drops it onto a tray. The trays also travel on a conveyor belt, and it's synchronized to travel together with the chicken. When the Mashgiach checks the inside, the kishka is on the tray, and he sees that there's a problem, he removes the chicken from the line, which is corresponding to that tray. The problem was that one day they discovered, after 2 hours of production, that it wasn't synchronized, and it wasn't corresponding. So every chicken that they'd removed was a glad kosher chicken, and the trefer remained on the line. So they had a problem. They had a taruvus of 2 hours of production of chickens.
No, I'm saying, are we reviving?
We'll come to the.
Yeah,
no, okay,
I don't have an exact figure of trefers.
Ballpark.
Call it 2-3%. Yeah, we're talking about Yovish be Yovish. It's
yeah.
So, right? So what we said was the first thing is like this: a shaylo ben chaticha really is covered. So we brought down the mechaber in Simchus Aleph Sif Gimel that says that if it's raw. It's only considered chaticha is kabed if it's cooked. If it's raw, it's not chaticha is kabed. Nobody serves raw chicken to anybody.
It has feathers on.
What?
With the feathers on it.
It didn't have feathers.
Oh.
It's after the feathers. And then the Mechaber says, V'yesh cholkim. There are cholkim that say that even if it's raw, it's considered chaticha is kabed. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, if it's chaticha gedoyle yoyse midai, it's not considered chaticha is kabed because you don't give a whole chicken to somebody, you don't serve a whole chicken. And then the Mechaber says, V'yesh cholkim because there are machmirim that's also called chaticha is kabed. So here you'd have these two svaros. Number one, it's raw. Number two, it's too big to serve. According to the first day, the Mechaber is not chaticha is kabed, and it would be bottle chad betrei, and we would not have a shayla over here at all. And for the second sheet, Yesh Cholkim, it's Artichu Elis Kabed, and Be'elef Lay Bottle, and we have a massive Shaila.
What about the ones that you pulled off, which now we know are Vadei Kosher? Were those used?
They were used, not unused.
Do we know how off the timing was?
What does that mean?
Two hours.
For 2 hours, they had this problem. So then you exactly.
But was it a. The chickens were non synchronized by how much time?
I assume it was just one off. That's what I understood.
It's
a Rabbanon. What's the suffix?
If it's
only Skabit. One problem. Dr. Ramo. Dr. Ramo. We're noyag to be machmir. Yeah, we're noyag to be machmir. Both by Chaticha Chayo, both by Chaticha Gdolius Medai, we're noyag to be machmir. So, Kunta Ramo, what are you going to do? We can't get out of it. The Rambam also knew it was a suffix in 2 days, and he's like, Paskin's the Chumra. So, what are you going to do? Okay. So, that Lechoyer will come out, and according to the Chabad, these Tarums is Mutter, and according to the Rambam, it's going to be also. That's the Pashtus. So, I guess for Sfardim it would be Mutter.
Oh, what are the traces that we're handling in
the church? Oh, come to that. We'll definitely come to that. That's very important. So there's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer which is brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva. Is Pesachei Tshuva here? Is in this Tfus?
Yeah. Sure.
Where? I can't see it, but it doesn't.
There.
So he brings a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. He brings a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer which you have in the handout. I printed the whole Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Yeah.
How many
hands? The Chasam Sofer has a Maisa. Is that enough? I didn't think I'd have such a tremendous turnout. The Chasam Sofer had a Shaila that. Can I borrow this? Yeah, the Maisa that there were a number of behemoths that they checked and then they sold, I think, the stomachs to somebody. And then when this fellow came home with the stomachs, he checked them and he washed them down, and he saw that one of them had a nail going through the stomach. So it's a trefer. The shayla was, it's a piece which is too big to be considered chaticha ul yiskabed, but according to the Rambam, it's chaticha ul yiskabed. Being too big is not a chisoron. So the chayla, not only all these stomachs are also, but all the behemoths are going to be also as well, because they didn't know, not the stomachs will be also, this stomach will be also, but the behemoths, they didn't know which one belonged, the stomach came from. They had no way of identifying which behemoth came from, so they're going to have to ask all the behemoths. That was the shayla. So the Chasam Sofer says no, because he says two things. The first thing he says is like this. There's a Rambam. Rambam says, I didn't bring the Rambam with me, but the Rambam is Lashon. The Rambam says like, what?
First one.
Oh, yeah, the Rambam is there. Chaticha shel nevela, oy shel boso, behema oy chay oyif oy dog atmeim. You can sit here and come inside. She ma'arva b'kama alofim chatiches hakoil osur. Why is it osur? Because chaticha is a chaticha really iskavet. Ad she yagbia oisa chaticha until you pick up that piece and remove it from the taruvus. And then he says a funny thing. He says, "V'achakach yishayer hashar b'shishim." Then the remainder of the taruvus, make sure you have shishim keneged that piece of isur which was in there, and then it'll be kosher. Shim lo higbia harei hadover ha'osur emiz lo nishtana v'chaticha chashuva etzloi sharei miskabet bo lifnei ha'ochim. So the Chayim asks a kasha: what is the Rambam saying? V'achakach yishayer hashar b'shishim. We are talking about when we discuss chaticha yiskabet. We're talking about dover yovish. We're talking about. Yeah, yovish be yovish. I'm not talking about tarus of lach belach or bishul or mlich or something. We're talking about regular yovish be yovish. But yovish be yovish wasn't cooked. Why is Rambam warning us? Make sure you have shishim kineged the yisur. How does it come into the picture, b'chal? That's the kasha that they ask on the Rambam. So the Chasam Sofer says we see from here that the Rambam himself holds that by chaticha chayo there's no din of chaticha ruli yiskabed. Chaticha Ruyus Kavin is only mevushul like the Mechaber and not like the Ramo. That's the Chasam Sofer's Chiddush. Right? That's what the Chasam Sofer is Mechadish on the basis of this Rambam. So the Chasam Sofer says that since Roev Rishonim, and he adds, including the Rambam, Laniyaz Dati, all hold like the Mechaber, so in Mele he says we can pass them like we make them like the Mechaber if the Tevis is a Sophic Tzas. That's the Chasam Sofer's Chiddush. Number one, Roev Rishonim hold like the Mechaber. Number two, the Rambam also, according to his Chiddush. And then, if you have if the Taruvus itself, the Isur itself, was only a Sofik Isur, a Sofik Treifer, then you can be Soim Echad the Mechaber. B'mokim Hefsid Merub. Alright, so there's three Nekudas. Number one, he passed like the Roev Rishonim hold like the Mechaber. Number two, a Sofik Treifer. Number three, Hefsid Merub. Okay. Ktsas Sofik. So the question then is, before we, I say another pshat in the Rambam, but before we say that, I just want to tell you, it comes out that over here also, if we can look at these treifas and establish that they're not valid treifas, but they're only a sofik treifas, then we have all the conditions that the Chasam Sofer lays down. It's definitely a hefsed godel moed. They were talking, they were assessing it at $160,000. And we have the shittas that hold us continue chatur elus kabbet, and maybe it'll be a sofik treifa. That's what I want to discuss further. But before we go into there, I just want to tell you another pshat in the Rambam that I just saw last night, and that is the Orach Hashulchan. So the Orach Hashulchan says that you know this whole Rambam that he says al chakach yishayer hashar b'shishim is lav dafke. It's lav dafke. He says that. If it's talking about a case where it fell into a pan, into a pot, and you were cooking all the meat together, then you've got to be mishayer mishishim. But it doesn't mean to say that dafka halacha is gezokavon only when it was cooking. Even if it wasn't cooking, you have the same halacha, and then he wouldn't say you need shishim. He says it's lav dafka. That's an Orach Hashulchan pshat in the Rambam. But the emes is that even according to the Chasam Sofer, the losh of the Rambam is a little bit lav dafka from us. Because even according to the Chasam Sofer that says that the whole halacha of chaticha ulis kabed is only when it's mevushul, you still don't have to have a case where everything was cooked together to come onto that. Lemoshul, what would happen if you have 100 pulkas? You have 100 pulkas. One of them you know is treif, but you don't know which one. Okay, so it's a chaticha ulis kabed. Fill a be'elef le bottle. But according to the Ramchaber, it has to be mevushul. Now what would be if you take all 100, you put each one into a separate pot, and you cook each one separately? You cook each one separately, right? And only afterwards it comes this arev for sheitzach. Yeah, only after the taruvs they all get mixed up together. So the same halacha would apply that it's chaticha ulis kabed because it's mevushul, but you wouldn't have to be mashar mishishim like the Rambam says. So the lashon of the Rambam says v'chakach yishar mishishim is still lav dafka according to the Chasam Sofer. Right? It's less lav dafka than the content of Hashulchan, but it's still lav dafka. You don't have to be mashar b'shishim if they're all cooked separately.
It's not lav dafka because it's for the diyuk. That's how the Rambam is letting us know that it has to be cooked.
Okay, you could have said mevushul. Yeah, no? The Mechaber found a different way of saying it. Elohim ken hi mevusheles. Right? Okay. I'll call upon him, coming back to this shayla. So we have now these taruvas of chickens, which are a chaticha rulis kabed lefi the mechaber, not lefi the ramo. And we have to now establish, in order to be matir this, we have to establish whether it is a treifa or a sofik treifa. So let's first talk about the metzias. What was the treifas that we're talking about? Now, when the chickens are traveling on the line in this plant, when it gets to this point, all the shailas of Buka the Atma and all the shailas whichever you could possibly have in a chicken have already been removed before it gets here. So there's only that shaila did not exist. The only shaila which happened at this point, which happened to this section of the production line, is the kishkes. So there's a picture on the second page, and the shaila of this picture is like the shaila of the kishkes that he checks for is like this. You'll see that the kishke has a little protrusion which has in the circle. That little protrusion can sometimes have a hole in it and can sometimes be infected. And if it's infected, we treat it like a bosl of bolui, meat which is flesh which is rotten. And if it's rotten, it could be it's got a din of a nekev, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I'll call upon him, this is the treifa that they're looking for. Now, what exactly is this treifa? What's the story? Where does it come from, or what's happening over here? So the metzias is like this. The metzias is like this. When a chicken is still inside the egg, the chicken itself develops, from what we see from the metzias, from the white of the egg. The yellow is the nutrition, and the yellow, the yolk, is nutrition. There's a tube like a umbilical cord which goes from the yolk, goes all the way into the chicken, and it reaches the intestines, and this little protrusion that you see on the intestines is the end of the umbilical cord. That's what happens inside the egg. And you'll correct me if I'm wrong, a day before the egg is hatched, the egg hatches, the day beforehand, that umbilical cord splits, comes apart, and you have a hole there, obviously, and slowly, slowly, with time, it starts sealing up and healing. Right? Right? Okay. So, every chicken which is hatched pretty much always has this hole. And a nekev in the dakin is a treife. Nikva dakin is a treife. So, is this going to be a treife? Obviously not. Why not? We need to understand what's the havana here, that it's not a treife. What's interesting is we don't find anywhere until the poskim of recent 100 years ago or so that anybody should talk about this nekev or about the infection that can happen on which can develop on this little protrusion. And it's interesting that it shouldn't be that nobody ever speaks about it. It's very strange. And there's two possible reasons for it. Maybe there's more. There's two that I know of. And one reason is because in the olden days they used to shecht much older chickens. The chickens were already a year old or whatever before they shechted them. By then it's certainly sealed up and it's certainly healthy and there's no infection left and it's fine. And so therefore they never even saw this metzias. So therefore there's no shaila.
The infection came from the birth? You're saying it got healed? It started with an infection?
It doesn't start with an infection. I don't think so. But it develops shortly afterwards.
Shortly, but it could go away, you're saying.
It could go away.
Baby chick has this on its own.
So how old are the chickens that we're talking about in this production?
In the region of 45 days.
This chicken could die from the infection?
I don't know. Some people told me that it could be able to die. I don't know.
I went down to KCL where we're shuffling all these chickens, and the little chickens, it looks like it has like a little yolk inside its stomach. And as the chickens get older, that little yolk gets smaller and smaller until it looks something like this. But sometimes that little yolk doesn't get smaller, and it wasn't just there, it was diseased. It stunk, it was full of green pus and stuff like that. So I'm not a doctor, but my guess is having a huge bacterial growth in the middle of the stomach.
That's it, but probably. Otherwise it's a trachea. Okay. So that's a trachea.
The other possibility to explain why this shaila never existed in the past, or it was never recorded in the past, I didn't know about it, is because it didn't happen. The methods of growing chickens today is very different to what it used to be in the olden days. In the olden days, the chicken would lay an egg, and the egg would eventually hatch, and the chicken would come out, and that's eventually ate it. Nowadays, with all the various invasive ways that they use to grow chickens, there's a huge industry of making it as fast as possible and making it all sorts of different things. So maybe, and there's different types of chickens which are which are what's it called, nurtured and so on. So since the method of growing the chickens is so different today, it's very possible that it never happened before, and this could be a reisa which is happening only as a result of today's chickens. I don't know what the is. I don't know what the truth is. I'm not 100 years old, so I don't know what was then. But it still needs a tzarachim.
Has a name?
What?
Has a name, a scientific
name? Yeah, it has a name.
Mendel's reticulum.
Right.
Who?
Merkel's.
Merkel's?
Merkel's
reticulum. Well, I'm thinking Lubavitch, right?
What do the older shechtim say about this?
Lubavitch, that's what they call
it. The person don't speak about
it. I'm saying, but what do they say?
I don't know.
Well, more profound, I guess.
Okay, so now...
But if it broke off from the cord, you think that also changed? You mean
no,
you started off with your neck if you're saying what it broke from the seas, so that they always
say. That's yeah. The shayla is...
So that should never be mentioned either, though.
But they didn't check those chickens.
By the time they got to it, it was
yeah.
I could very well be that that's the mitzvahs of the way a chicken is born, that would not be considered a nekev of the treifa.
So that's one of the things I want to speak about. That's what I want to speak about. So, yeah, I thought you'd bring the Gemara. So,
I'll get one.
Here?
Shkayach.
Like a halva yuli?
This
particular one?
This is what they found in the plants?
This was the China, yeah. So normally they check them and it's not a problem. They reject the chicken.
Yeah.
The problems. But this particular day, they rejected the glad ones.
They rejected what you said?
The problem was that they were taking off the wrong chickens. When they found these problems, they took the kosher chickens off because it wasn't corresponding to the...
And you don't take talid on such a case of Dikhril Eskab.
What?
You don't say Talina on the Dikhril Eskab.
Are we considering this a treifa or a suffix treifa?
It's only by the Rishon
Rabbinim. But it's a suffix treifa.
You can't say Talina on
it? It's a suffix even. Then we're okay.
You can't say Talina on
that what?
Rabbi, I took my I got it. But for those cases, I got it right. Because the numbers don't match up, I can't say Talina in this case. Usually Talina, you say one got left.
I have a
Tarufas
of
Issa. Yeah, but it's not a Tarufas. So someone's were selected out.
I know it was the wrong one.
I know it was the wrong one.
You can't be played on something which I know was the kosher one.
Yeah, none of the ones that
I can't be played if I don't know.
They were all kosher. So why didn't they use those?
I'm saying, but I'm saying that's why this
why
is...
Why don't you come to Sardim?
What?
Why don't you come to Sardim?
Usually we say, by Talim, even though by regular Talim, even though you know the numbers are against you, but you still say Talina.
But only if it's told on something which is
the Sufik.
I can't be told on something which is not part of the Chilk of the Sufik. The ones which you removed are kosher. If you know that every, for argument's sake, every 10th chicken...
It's like knicker. It's like hukar ha-heter.
What?
It's like hukar ha-heter over here. It's like knicker. It's a kentik there.
Yeah, I know this one was kosher. Because it was the one next to the one which was taken off, which was tchev. So I just want to say, I'm putting up in the Chasam Sofer, what level of...
It's a minig, right?
What?
If it's a
minig,
right?
So who
cares if Reif
Paiskim
doesn't hold that?
But the
Rabbah
says it.
He says it's a minig.
Okay.
Nago. So who cares if Reif Paiskim don't hold like that? And I said the minig is because they are the...
Because it's every time...
Yeah, I'm saying,
the Chatz is trying to understand.
See, that's the Nago for that's what the Rabbah is saying.
That's why he's basif, that it has to be a Sufik Treif.
I understand, but...
And it has to go. What does it say? What does it have to be for Mokum Hasid? No, so that's why he says, maybe Mokum Hasid Godel, when there's a Sufik, that's not the Minig. But what was... Thank you very much. So, what was the Sufik that Chasam Sofer is dealing with? The reason I want to say this is because, you know, there are different levels of Sufik. So let's understand the level of Sufik that Chasam Sofer was dealing with in order to understand how much of a Sufik you need to turn this into qualifier as a Sufik for this purpose. Chasam Sofer says what happened was that the consumer who had this, so these stomachs, he'd washed the stomachs with hot water. So he says, who knows if what happened was that through washing it with hot water, the nail, which before possibly was not all the way through, so it wasn't a treifa, maybe the hot water caused it that it should puncture all the way through, right? That's the Chasam Sofer says, because you were dealing with it with hot water, maybe that's what caused it to puncture all the way through. Maybe before it wasn't all the way through, so it's not a taifa. So it says that's a ktsas sofik. It's quite surprising that it should be considered a sofik at all. Mech tesa, washing something with hot water should make a needle go through. But the Chasam Sofer says it's enough to make a ktsas sofik for this purpose. So,
well, you made a shino in the
mice. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Fats in our intestines.
What?
Fats in our intestines.
Well, these? Chicken?
Yeah.
No, nothing. 2 millimeters less. 3, maybe. Yeah, 2 millimeters. No. No, the Gemara says like this. What time is it?
We still have cake left, however.
The Gemara says like this, and this is just to discuss the point that Rabbi Gold was saying. The Gemara says that every lung of a behemoth, this is, has 3 lobes on the right and 2 lobes on the left. Okay, 3 uni on the right and 2 uni on the left. So the Gemara brings machlekes amiroim. If you have extra lobes, it can happen. If it's a teifa or not. If it's a teifa, why would it be a teifa? Because there's a klal in the teifa is called yesek and notel domi, and we say, according to some rishonim, called yesek and notel means that if it's removed, you have a nekev, and nekev in a reya is a teifa. So there's a machlokes whether you say called yesek and notel domi, and then the Gemara says, according to the man domi that says it's kosher, hana mila de kaima bedora de uni. That's only if the extra una is in the row of unas. It's sitting in the row. It's like in a sequence. Avol beine beine. But if you find it right in the middle of the reya, so it doesn't belong not on the right and not on the left, then it's going to be a trefe. Beine beine trefe. Then the Gemara says, "Ahu bein bein de osla kamei de Ravashi." So there was a meisa that a butcher came to Ravashi, and he brought him a lung which had a bein bein, had a una in the middle, an extra una. So Ravashi le mitzvos. So Ravashi was going to make a treif because he felt that it's an extra one. It's a treif. Omale Rav Huna ma bar Avia. So Huna ma bar Avia said, "Kol hana chive bar yosa hochi isluhu." All the wild animals, Rashi teaches, either wild animals or healthy animals, fat animals, they've all got it. The korle lo tabre, and the butchers call it inonisa de varde, and that's what all the poskim nowadays call it. This extra lobe, which all the behemoths have today, is called inonisa de varde. So he said it's kosher. Why? Because all the wild animals, they all have it. And so since it's normal for everybody to have it, so it's kosher. It's very interesting that Rav Ashi didn't know that all the animals have it. There are other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh in particular, who have a different gilsi in the Gemara. They say, Kol hani izi biryosa hochi isluhu. All the healthy goats, they have it. And so the kashi is obvious. If all the goats have it, so they didn't bring a goat lung, they brought a behemoth lung, a regular behemoth. So why does it help me? What does it help me that the goats have it? So the Rishonim say, the Rosh says that the fact that goats have it is enough reason to be matir by other behemoths as well. Because we see it's normal. We see it's normal for, if it's normal for a goat, then any behemoth can have it. So then the Rosh says, so the Rosh asks the Shaila like this. You know, there are some birds which don't have a gall. They don't have a moa. Yep, pigeons don't have a moa. So if it's, normally we say in the Mishnah says, if it's nitl ha-moa, it's a treifa. It's not kosher. So you're going to say that all pigeons are going to be treif. So the Gemara says, so the Rosh says like this. Mihu yesh oifes she ein lahem moa ve'ein la-trifon kevin de b'kol oisri ha-min ein lahem moa. He says you can't make it treif because all pigeons don't have a moa. Ze teva shaloi. That's the teva. It's very reminiscent of this Gemara. Umikomukim ein lahatir bishvul ze shar behemer v'chayev oif. That doesn't mean that you can come along, says the Rosh, and be matir all other animals which haven't got a mora. The Mishnah says without a mora is a treifa. Yeah, why? Because the Omer lekaman, like the Gemara says, gave inunisa devarde kevin kol hani easy baryosa hochi islehu. We just said that we're going to be matir behemers because goats haven't got this extra una. So why should we say the same svar over here as well? Since pigeons don't have a moa, they haven't got a moa, so maybe all animals without moa should be kosher. Says you can't say that. Why not? Shani Hosom, he says there's a difference between behemoths and oifus. It's quite fascinating. The kol min behemoths echodhu. All behemoths are all one min. Do you know that? All behemoths are one min. Yeah? Vafilu zu behemoth dake, zu behemoth gaso. Even if one's a behemoth gaso, one's a behemoth dake. One's a goat and one's a cow. They're all the same. Therefore, if you find something by goats, you can say Hainu Revisei, you can say Ze Teva Shaloi, and goats and all animals have the same halacha. Since there are some animals where it's normal for them to have an extra una on the reya, loy mikri yisaris, it's not called yeser. Vafilu b'shar behemus. Aval oifos chalukim beminom ze mize ve'ein lilmoid elu me'elu. Birds are all different. There's no, you can't say that all birds are the same. Behemus are all the same. Oifos are all different, so you can't learn out from one to another. Ad kan divrei arosh. And so we see from the Rosh that there is this concept of hainu revisayu works. And lechoyre should apply over there, according to that, should apply over here as well. That if you have, you know that every single chicken has this hole in the dakin, so it's going to be kosher. Because why? Because it's quite normal for them all to have it. That doesn't mean, for example, according to the Rosh, that you could be matter turkey which has a hole. Yeah? Because chicken is a chicken, a turkey is a turkey. Each oif is different, he says. But the Rosh is kind of a poshet. There is a Rambam, which not Rambam, a Rashba, which might be Cholik. What's the Membase? There's a Taz. Taz brings a Shaila in Simon Membase. Sorry, Mem Gimel. Taz brings a child like this. Nishalti, he was asked, Asher Nimtze Be'ezer Golil, there was some region where they were asked about, where he asked them about Agolim, they had calves. Sheyesh lehem nekev mefulush betroil b'roish ha'av. That every time they looked in a, they looked at the tchol, the spleen, they saw that on the thick end, you know, a spleen is like a tongue. It starts off very thick and it tapers down. It's very thin. So if you have a hole in the which is mefulish right through on the chelik ha'av where it's thick, then it's a trefer. Now, he says that they had by agolim that there was a nekev mefulish betchol, all of them. So the soviv hanekev mibifnim, and if you look at the inside of the hole inside, so there's an oir ha-tchoil, the skin, the membrane which covers the entire tchoil, actually goes into the hole and all the way through to the other side. It looks like it's born that way because of the nekev, which goes because of the membrane which goes through. So ubechol pam nimtze hanekev b'mokem echod, and it's always in exactly the same location. And some people are saying that roiv agolim are like that. The Taz says I was matir. Why it's mutter? The Taz says it's mutter. Says the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef.
I'm just trying to understand something. Before the Taz had this case, they never ever saw something like this before?
So it seems.
So did Teva suddenly change in the Torah to Taz?
So it seems.
Or is it something that they never mentioned because it was a Dava Pashut?
Possibly, but you know, so the Shach says that it's awesome. He says, "The man lemelon, the nivras hatroil nekuva." Who told you? How do we know that it was born with a nekev? The imishum she soviv hanekev mibifnim makif oil. Are you going to tell me because there's a membrane inside the hole? Dilme krum ola achakach. Maybe that's something which developed afterwards. There's a halach of krum sheola machmas makke. So maybe this is one of those. He says, "What about a hole that you find in the intestines of a behema? Kosav harashba betshuva." Sha'alto nekev shenimtze bedakin, and then the Rashba says like this: V'nira meinyonei shehu nirekach be'es b'shas yitziras ha-behema. It looks like the hole in this darkening of the behema, he says, was there from birth. And people are testifying to the Rashba. They're saying that, you know, most behemoths like that. Says the Rashba, the Pesach is like this. Ain shemin lahem. You can't listen to these people. She'onu lo ra'inu kein the behemoth's cloud. We've never seen anything like it. V'sha'alti lebekiyah ha'katzovim. And I asked the professional butchers. V'amru li ki menegichas behemah acheres. This hole that you're talking about comes from other behemoths goring this behemoth, these behemoths, and that causes those that goring causes all kinds of injuries. Bekeres, bekever, bedakin, lefikoch, also, and therefore it's also. What about those people who testified and they said that it's okay because loads of animals have it and they're born that way? This is you can't accept that what they're saying. So the Shach says on this Rashba that the same thing would apply in this case as well, where you have this tchol with the hole. He said like this. Both cases, in our case, in the Troil, and in the case of the Rashba, it looks as if it was born that way. It healed so well that it looks as if it was born that way. So the same thing by us as well in the Troil of the Agolim. And then he says, I'll leave out a little bit, and he says, all right, so that's it. So the Rashba says, so the Shach says, I had such a maisa, somebody came to me also with such an eagle with a hole in it, and the troil, and the bezin, we were talking together, we discussed it with all the dayonim, and we were not matir, we made it to life. That's the end of the Shach with the Rashba. So the Chodesh, you come after quoting the Shach and the Rashba, he's not accepting this svara of Hanu Levi say, just because you think it was born that way. Right? Which is that at odds with the Rosh that we said before, or not? Because the Rosh said that when you have such a bird without a mora, so it's going to be kosher. It's going to be kosher. And here the Shach and the Rashba are saying that in a similar case, it's not kosher. But I don't think there's any comparison. I think it's mamish no comparison. If something is missing, you know it's missing mileda. It's missing mileda. The Shach and the Rashba will be moida that if you have something to be toil on, like negichas habehemus, you have negichas shorim shvorim. So memela, that's going to cause the damage. If that causes the damage, I can't be told that it was born that way. Mashenken over here, where the birds are born without a mora, and they're always born without a mora. Now, of course, the Shach and the Rashba will be a zichah b'moida, but that's also okay. L'may nafkemina also for our case, where you have this chicken, and every chicken that you see is born with a hole on this protrusion over here, on this Merkel's
reticulum.
Yeah, so they're all like that. I've got nothing to be toiled on. Not only they're all born like that, I've personally seen it, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that when you crack open an egg with a fully developed chicken inside it, and it's a day or two before it's supposed to hatch, you see it there. There's no secrets. You see it's there. So memela, there's not going to be it's nothing to be toile on the chumra like the case of the negichas hashvorim. L'choil kulei alma. So I put into the Rosh and the Rashba and the Shach. Everyone will be moida that this case you can say hainu revi say zeh teva shaloi, and l'choil that therefore this shaila of the nekev will not be a shaila at all. Good.
Why are they checking?
So, in a nutshell, we're not checking. We're not checking for that. We're checking for the infection. Okay. One more and then we'll just have to.
I'm gonna have to do it.
Okay. So then, to be continued. There's one more nakuda on this shayla, and the Yonis and Abishad says in Haggos in Shulchan Aruch, he says he brings down a chus harashba she'ini onu bakiim behind the revisayu. We are not baki to say something is a teva of an animal, but nevertheless im yesh the kol oisim min hai reyesa. If you see every single one of that particular species has this reyesa, then avad you can say hanu revisay, and we're also baki to say hanu revisay, which is very similar to what we're saying. So it's nacharaya that as far as his whole is concerned, there wouldn't be a shayla bikasher. Okay, to be continued.